This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Thousands protested outside the Belarusian State Television Center on Saturday, calling for full and fair coverage of demonstrations against President Alexander Lukashenko's disputed poll victory and police violence. At least 3,000 people gathered outside the Minsk building housing state channels, complaining that their broadcasts have backed Lukashenko and given a skewed picture of the protests. Around 100 staff came out of the building to join the demonstrators and said they planned a strike on Monday. Lukashenko made the comment several hours after a phone call with Putin and after protesters again demanded that he resign. Thousands of demonstrators rallied at the spot where a protester died in clashes with police earlier this week. It was the seventh consecutive day of large protests against the result of the August 9th presidential election, in which election officials say that Lukashenko won a sixth term in office. The United States and Poland signed a recently negotiated enhanced defense cooperation agreement Saturday in Warsaw. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
At a joint news conference in Warsaw, Poland's foreign minister Jacek Czaputowicz said through an interpreter, as the U.S. draws down its forces in Germany, it makes sense to move some of those troops to Poland.
Because we are closer to the potential source of conflict.
The deal allows U.S. forces to access additional Polish military installations to enhance and modernize existing capabilities. Pompeo says while troop levels still matter, the world does move on.
Space, cyber, all the disinformation, we talked about this a great deal. These defense cooperation agreement we signed will give us the capacity to work on each of these problems.
The deal also sets out a formula for cost sharing. I'm Ben Thomas.
This